Shiromim. Now, the reason why, and this is really mentioned by the Rambam. So, the reason as to why you will not machmir for the Shitas Rambam is because that's the Shitas Rambam is really the basis for the Ramos Chumre, I mean, which is taken from the Thomas Adeshen and the Agolishari Dure and the Vizere Heter, that lechatchile we should let it stay in salt. V'chol apoches monar. V'chol apoches monar. And it's better a little more than an hour. It's mentioned. But lechol apoches, lechatchile, if there is no special urgency, so we have to let it stay lechol apoches for an hour. Why? Because you see, if you just let it stay shiomil, then it extracts only the blood from the peri, and the other blood is capable of coming out in the course of bishul. So really it's necessary to make chlipe in order to harness the blood in the interior. Masha'en, if let it stay for dalet milling, for approximately dalet milling, so then the melach will be capable of extracting even the dam from the interior, not only from the periphery. So that's the reason as to why we are not cheshish for the Shittas Rambam, and we don't resort to that chumre of making chlite after the meliche, because we lechatchile are supposed to let it stay in a state of salt for over an hour. So memele, if it's over an hour, then the salt is capable of extracting all the blood, even the blood from the periphery. It doesn't mean all the blood, but means whatever blood it will not extract, it will not draw out from the interior, will never come out from the interior, even in the course of visual process. But whatever can be drawn out in the course of the visual process is capable of being drawn out, of being extracted in the course of the piece of meat staying in a state of salt for over an hour. So memele, we don't have to resort to the chumre of making a chlite berot. Yes, why?
How come the Rambam then only mentions the shir of a shut-up and not actually
dalimim? That I don't know. But anyway, this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Because when Gemara in Sochem mentions dalet milling, the Gemara doesn't mean dafke dalet milling. When it's a question of tisak, so there dalet milling means not a split of a second less. But ligabi these things, it doesn't mean exactly dalet milling. Bikiruf. So the melee, I suppose that empirical, on the basis of empirical data. So if a piece of meat stays in a state of salt for 1 hour, so it already extracts the bulk of the dam that here, you suppose the Gemara mentions, so that means millions will extract every droplet of dam that come out in the course of this. But see, if it stayed already for now, so then any drops of dam that might remain and might be next in the course of the bishul will be the minimum quantity and it will be double. So the melee, we don't have to let it stay in the state of salt for more than an hour. Kidim shiitin arusav v'chishim adichebei yinapi olov ha-melech shol o yishtifayim v'hakach yitin arusav v'chishim adichebei v'yachel mayim v'yishtif ha-kli v'chitzel v'chitz. So what does the Mechaba mention? The shita of the Rosh, the shita of most Rishonim, that the Hadoche Bas Chayze has to consist of Hadoches. Two Hadoches. So the Rosh says, one Hadoche is to remove the Chedam, and the other Hadoche is to remove the greased water. The greased water. Because when you are Madich once, if you take the Chazbos and you put it and you immerse it in water, so that immersion removes the melech and the dam, but some of the greased water is transferred to the surface of the chalbosa. So the male, you have to change the water and put it in again in order to remove the greased water that dropped off on the surface of the chalbosa. So that's how. Then, so what is the lashon of the in sheyit and abichli shemadichemei yinabit molach. Now, shita of Rosh is that you have to make two Hadoche Bas Chayze of the Shite, the Yozorua, that you have to make three Hadoches. Now, does the Mechaba mention, is the Mechaba express of the shite of the Rosh, that the Chavas Haise only dwells on or the Mechaber in effect express the shite of the Rosh, that actually three Adoches have to be in the Chavas Haise. Now, again, the Rosh of the Mechaber. Kedin shidit in Abbas of the Chli, Shemadich Nei, Yinapit Moloch, Yolo Vama Sholol, O Yifeno Bimayim, Vahakach, Yitin Abbas of the Chli, Shemadich Nei. So, Yinapit Moloch Sholol, O Yifeno Bimayim. So, Yifeno Bimayim is one Adoch. What does Yifeno Bimayim mean? You pour water, you hold the first bottle in your hand, and you pour from a glass, from a cup, and that's the bottle. Oh, you put it in modern context. So, you put it under the faucet. That's Yishtifenu Bamayim. So, there are the one Adoch. Vahakah Yitin Abosho. After you pour it under the faucet. Once, Yitin Abosho B'chlishim Adichimei Adichel Pamayim. So, it's one Adoch. So, actually, the Bible requires how many? Three. First, the Yishtifenu Bamayim. Oh, Yinapis HaMelech, so Yinapis HaMelech has the same status as Shtif HaMayim. So Yishtif HaMayim is one of it. V'hakach Yitin HaMelechim Adichem Bey, V'yadichem HaMayim. So, other two Adoches, so all together it's three. Yishtif HaKlim HaChit HaChitze. So then the Rambam says, V'yishenim Shetzichim La'adim Boso Gimul Pomi. V'yochel Yagim. Yishenim, not contrary to the Shit of the Mechav. But not counted the Mechaber. That is true, because the Mechaber had passed not like the Yosua. If he had passed like the Rosh, that was Isaac consists only of two Adoches, not of three. So he should say, Kedin Shiit Naboso Bechlishem Adichem Bey. So he said, Neisi Naboso Bechlishem Adichem Bey, Yadachem Pamai, that's all. He says, no. Yinapit Molov HaMelech Sholov, Oishtifem Pamai. Vakachit Naboso Bechlishem Adichem Bey. And then he says, V'yadechenu pamayim, v'yishtachim echil lechitze. So then the question arises, why does the Ramos say, V'yishemrim, shetzrichin la'diach haboso, gimu pomi? So the Chava said, gimu pomi. So you could say, as far as this expression that always concerned, so you could say, what is the difference between the Mechaber sack and the Ramos sack? Because to the Mechaber, you can make niputza melech, just shaking over melech. And then after the niputza, realize two Adoches. But according to the Ramah, we do not have that alternative of making Niputz just two Adoches, but you must make three Adoches. So you could say that's the difference between the Ramah, because it says, he doesn't say, Yifeno Bamayim V'hakach Yei, Yadchenu Pamayim, but he says, Yinapit Mola Melech Sholov V'yadchenu Pamayim. And according to the Ramo, he doesn't have that choice of making Niputz plus two Adoches, but he must make three Adoches. So that means Shtife, one Shtife and two Adoches, not one Niputz and two Adoches. But you cannot say that, because look what Ramo, how the continues. V'yochaneyad, v'chatchile, alay, yishtifenu, o yinapi, amelech yov, v'yadachenu beis pomin, dizyochekibul pomin. So the Ramo is also... In other words, that not only Shtife is considered like one Adoche. Even that is considered like one Adoche. So the Mechaber, in effect, is either one Niputz plus two Adoche, or one Shtife plus two Adoche. And the Ram also says that one Niputz and two Adoche is considered like three Adoche. So Niputz HaMelech is the equivalent of one Adoche. So in many ways, there is no machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramo. So why does the Ramo say, and then we have to understand Ramo himself. The Ramo says, "V'yishemrim shetzirchim la'diach haboso gimul pomi, v'yochi yagim chafir, kein yishtifenu yinapitz hamelech nolo, v'yadchenu beis pomi, dizek adoch gimul pomi." So v'yishleim yishtifenu, v'yadchenu beis pomi, havik adoch. Understand? Because what is shtife? Shtife means adoche. Adoche, only adoche is you fill it with water and you immerse it in the water. Shtife means you pour with one hand on top of the chasboso that you are holding in the other. But he says, Yishtifenu Yinapit HaMelech Me'olo. Oh, HaMelech Me'olo. V'yadachenu Bispomim. How is Yinapit HaMelech Me'olo plus Yadachenu Bispomim Kadoche Gimu Pomim? The answer is, because what's the purpose of it? What's the purpose of Adoche? Remove the salt. So what difference does it make whether I remove the salt through water or I remove the salt through shaking? So as long as I do something whereby I remove the salt from the bosso substantially, that's considered like one adoche. Well, anyway, so then the Rambam says Mama is the same thing as the Mechaber. So why does the Rambam say Vishu? So the Taz is Dashi, the Shachar is Dashi, and the Taz order to answer the Kashi, so he makes a correction in the version of the Rambam. He changes the text in order to. Let me finish explaining.
Okay.
So Taz makes a correction. In the text of the Rambam, in the text of the Rambam. And in order to answer that, Kashi is the version of Ramo. And the Shach is too short in Ramo. Think that the most reasonable Shach is Rimeise Hatichai. Because this result that we have to change a number of drops of dam in a internally from one position and they are moving to absorb in another spot of the dam without getting into the mind of the air. So, V.A.S.H.S. Mizrata Vulvike Sakatiche, V.O.K.N.O.I. in Loyditere, and if it's Chabes Yuch Vidorchi, does he shut the Rama killing? If Nimu Hokati Hovelin Hoko, Dino Hovelin Hokwa, then was it all given to Vihe, Akumach, Lake Yuloy, Vinis Achel, Sorry, Samachine. Now, both of us are showing him Yomi. Is the Loy Mihe, Yabish, don't be saying Schnell, but it's Chubes again. So the halacha is the gate that if so stay after shchita to Israel, let's say shchita took place at 7 a.m. Monday morning, and you salted it. Let's say you salted it Thursday morning. So 2:07 a.m. was one mitzvah. Wednesday completed two mitzvahs. And Thursday, three misles, 7 a.m. Thursday. That Thursday morning, he sold it. So you cannot eat it, al debish. You cannot eat it, al debish. Why? Because since it's without the lichem, 3 days, so, and without being soaked within the three misles, so the mele was the siyabish, and the dam cannot, not affected. Noach is not affected, extract the dam. Now, as I mentioned, there's a machlin, the taz and the shach. Put the bosal with all the salt, and the droplets of dam on it. If you immerse it in the water, not capable of drawing out the dam, so then cook it. So terminate the plate atzir process, and once it's not engaged in being atzir anymore, so then of absorbing the dam. Then the Ashbo himself says. The Rashbam himself says that if there is a substantial quantity of air in the Kele, then we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry. Why? Because if there is a substantial quantity of water in the Kele, so Mele, not only does the water have the effect of terminating the plate of tzir process, but it terminates the resichus of the chitam. Why is it a chitichas boso and the chitich boso? The resichus of the chitich boso. Why is a chitichas boso that is in a state of soul? After all, say the Beleah. The Seach is Beleah. So Meleah HaReikra Seach. Because we salt the piece of. So you have the combination of the salt. Salt produces heat. And then the tzia. The tzia that comes out through the salt. So that also is a source of heat. So that combination of the melach and the seer makes it riseach. But the moment you put the chosso into a substantial into a lot of water, so the water makes the keach hamelach and hatziah. So it's not riseach anymore. So true that the plitasati process is terminated. But what is terminated? It couldn't be belaya because it's even already. So when but might there be a problem? If you put the chichas boso in very little water, so then we are afraid, since there is very little water in the kele, so the water is sufficient to break, to terminate the tzir process. But it's not sufficient. It doesn't have sufficient water to break the resichus of the boso. Mele, since the plates of tzir process is terminated, and the resichus not, so there is a possibility that once it stops being pelletier, it's told in the process of being pelletier, so it will be capable of absorbing its own dam. This is what Rashba says. So the Mechaber, in the beginning of Siv Zion, so he's Cheshis Rashba, the Chadil. So he says, Kein Shito Bichlish Madich Rebei, Yinapit Molam Lacholov, or Yifenu B'mayim. What's the protect? Who says that? That you're not allowed lechatchile, to immerse the chazbosa in a keli that is full with water, that is filled up with water. You're not allowed to do it. Why? Unless you should be told, you poured of the soul, you wash of the soul by pouring water, al di shtife. Who says that? The Rashbo says, why aren't you allowed lechatchile to immerse it in water? If you didn't shave the soul or wash off the soul, al di shtife. Why? Sometimes there might be very little. So the little is only capable of terminating the tzatzit process, but it's not capable of breaking of the sichat zaposo. So maybe it can't continue to be pale tzir anymore. So since it will not be leafy tzir, it will be capable of being laid down. The Rashba says that. So the mechaber is for the shit. So he says, "Kaidin shi na vosam klishma dichebei yinamol oich venulmai vakachit na vosam klishma dichebei." So that is chesh for the shi'as Rashba. Then he mentions how many adoches are required to make. So he says that you are required to make 2 adoches only. He doesn't mean 2 adoches exclusive of the shi'as, exclusive of the. He doesn't mean that. He only means altogether he is required to make 2 adoches. Now, suppose he was shaking the mayim first, so then he shaked the mayim on the faucet. Then after he washed off all the salt and dried down, he has to immerse it in a keli that is filled up with water. But just one immersion, not two. So when he says v'yadchenu pamayim, the tas and the shachas yum, that when the mechaber says v'yadchenu pamayim, so v'yadchenu pamayim means exclusive of the shtifas mayim, which precedes the adoche pamayim. No, so the Hashulchan says, yeah, the chenu pamayim, the mechaber means all together. Now, suppose he was not cheating before he made the immersion, and he was not napis the melach before he made the immersion. So then he has made 2 immersions. Suppose he was cheating the mayim before he makes an immersion, then he has to make 1 immersion. So the shtifa b'mayim will also be counted in the yadchenu b'mayim. This is the only chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, that whereas the taz and the shachas yum, that yadchenu b'mayim means exclusive of the shtifa b'mayim, so yadchenu b'mayim means altogether. So in case he washed the b'mayim first, so then he has to make only 1 immersion. And the shtife will also be considered as adoch. So, in other words, yadchenu pamayim, including the shtife pamayim, or including the niputs, that's okay. But suppose he doesn't make any niputs. Let's say because the according to the Rashba shite, when is there a problem with making an immersion of the chatichas bosor in the mayim without being napits the salt first, without being b'mayim the salt first, without water, only if the water is very little water. But if the water is a lot of water, let's say it's a big pot, and the smoke, the chazboso, then the Rashba is also made. There is no problem in putting in a smoke, the chazboso, in a big pot with water. Because if there is a lot of water, so then the mayim rubin will certainly break the visiches achtiches aboso, so then we don't have to be afraid lest the dam will be nivla. So according to Rashba, there will be a problem only if he puts the achtiches aboso with all the salt on it in very little water. But if he puts the achtiches aboso with all the salt on it in a substantial quantity of water, then there is no problem even according to Rashba. So in such a case, he doesn't have to be minapis the melach first, or to be mishati, be mayim first. So then he just can immediately be madiach. So how many times does he have to be madiach? Twice. But when the mechaber says yadchenu pamayim, the mechaber means including the shtifa b'mayim. Altogether there has to be 2 adoches. So the mechaber passes like the Rosh, not like the Ozoah. So then comes the Ramo and it says, Yeshem Rimshetzin Ladiach Aboso Gimel Pom V'yochanei Agi L'chatchile Alken Yishtifenu Yinapitza Melech Molo. So in other words, that's the difference between the Mechaber and the Ramo. The Ramo paskins that even if the Mayim is Mayim Merubim in the Kliyadoche, so he still should not put the Chtichas Bosor with all the salt on it, even though it will not create any problem. But it's not the proper thing because of Loi Plug. So because sometimes he might have relatively small quantity of water in the Kele. So Mimele, because of Loi Plug, there are more pasuks that he should never put, immerse the Chtichas Bosor without washing off the salt first, without shaking off or washing off the salt first. So Mimele, he says, So that's the difference between the Ramon and the Mechaber. According to the Mechaber, the Yadchenu Beis Be'omim includes even the Shtife. So if he made a Shtife or a Niputz, so then he has to make over and above the Shtife or the Niputz one Adoche. And according to the Ramon, even if he makes, he has to make a Shtife or a Niputz all the time, even if he uses, even if the water has a lot of water, even if the kele has a lot of water, so he still, lechatchile, has to be minapit, so be shaking, be mayim. So Mimele he says, that Ramo says, Alki, yishtifenu yinapit samelach me'olov, v'yadchenu beis pomim, dizeh havi kadochi gimu pomim, o yosim amayim tichakli, v'akach yaniya v'yaboso, v'yadchenu gimu pomim. I think, that the Orach HaShulchan's pshat in the Ramo and the Mechaber is lamite. That's how it seems to me. Because the Taz makes a correction, and the Shach has to pshot him. And then he says, "I'm both the shenes that it's a deichak." But according to the Hashulchan's pshat and Mechaber and Ramo, there is no deichak, there is no difficulty, and that's mashma from the pashtes haloshen of the Mechaber and the Ramo that this is what Mechaber meant when Mechaber says v'yadchenu pamayim, he means in total v'yadchenu pamayim. So if you are sheitein, so then, after the Shtife, he just has to make one immersion. That's all. And Ramo says, no. He has to make a Niputz of Shtife first, and in addition, he has to make two separate Adoches. Or three Adoches. Even without Shtife Bamayim. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, so for tomorrow, so I told you for today, up to Pesach Shoshol Gimu Yomim, for Tuesday, for Wednesday, So you should be ready. Up to Sif Yudalet and the union of Bosa Sheshol Gimu Yomim Beis Reis and all the Shabbos. Now, on the surface, appears to be very strange, because the Mechaber says, "Kinish yutabosa b'chlishi matichem beinapitz molav amelach sholom, or yishifenu b'mayim akafas nabosa b'chlishi matichem beinachenu pamayim." So that means, first, shtifen b'mayim, or niputz, which is the equivalent of shtifen b'mayim, and then, over in the book, the niputz, or the shtifen b'mayim, two more adoches, so it's three in total. So then, why does Ramo say, that's the kashet, the father, the taz in the shah. So the Baruch HaShulchan says, a very simple pshat. And it seems that that's the meaning, the pshat, in the Mechaber and the Ramo. In other words, most Rishayim say that Atoch Basraise has to consist of two adoches. One adoche is to wash off the melech and the droplets of blood that encompass the melech, and the second adoche is to remove the grease mayim from the surface of the chtichas bosor. Well, the shik of the ozarua is it requires three adoches. So the Mechaber is not cheshish for the sheet of the Zohar. That Hadoche Basraise has to consist of three Hadoches, just two Hadoches. But the Mechaber is cheshish, lechatchile for the sheet of the Rashbo. The Rashbo sheet is that when we make Hadoche Basraise, we should not take the Chichas Bosor with all the salt and the droplets of dam that encompass the particles of salt and immerse it in the water in the keel. In the water in the keel. Why? Because in case the water in the keel is not substantial, very little water. If, let's say, the water in the keel is substantial, so then the keach hamayim, the mayim in the rubin, puts an end to the risiches of the melach tziyah. So it's not risiach anymore. So we have nothing to worry about. Because b'tzeinen, it cannot be, there cannot be beer. Only in a state of melach, so the combination of melach and tziyah makes it hot, produces heat. But if he puts the chichas bosor with all the salt and the drops of dam into the water, and if the water is mayim merubin, so then that he puts an end, he terminates the risiches of the melach and tziyah. So there's nothing to worry about. But sometimes there is very little water. Sometimes there is very little water. So we have to change. Maybe the little water will not break the risiches, will not terminate the risiches of the melach and the tziyah, but it will terminate the keach plevas atzir of the chichas bosor, with the chichas bosor remaining risiach. But it will have some effect, the mind morti, it will terminate the plevas atzir process. Now, the moment it terminates the plevas atzir process, and the chichas bosor remaining risiach, so then it will not be told with litzir, it will not be told with litzir, it will be in a position to be belaya, to absorb the dam on the surface. And if there is mayim merubim, so then mayim merubim certainly will terminate the whole resilience. So it couldn't be belaya, so it's cold. But suppose there is mayim morti, so not enough water to terminate, to put an end to the resilience of the melach and the tziyah, but it's enough to put an end, to terminate the plate process. So it will not be totally flitzia. If it will not be totally flitzia, and we say it will remain, so it will be capable of being belea, the droplets on the chichas dam, so it will become osa. So that's why the Rashbo says that when he realizes that Doche Basrai say, so he should either shake up the salt very well, or pour water over it, and then put it into a jail. So this is what the Chava says. Killing you to have a sort of wish, my dear me, you not eat more of Haber Hasholov, or you feel a mayim vata, you not have a sort of wish, my dear me, in order to preclude the possibility of putting the mayim yotin, terminating the plate process, but not putting an end to the resich of Sahatiche. So then there might be a complication. Then it might absorb the dam sholov, shal gabe achatiche. So that's why he has to do it that way. And then the yadchenu pamayim, he doesn't mean the yadchenu pamayim over and above the shtifel pamayim. In other words, the requirement of hadoche basraise consists of two hadoches. Now, if he makes the shtifel first, so that is one hadoche. So then he'll have to make another hadoche. If he doesn't make the shtifel first, because he immerses it in mayim rubim, so then there is no problem, so then he has to make two immersions. But the yadchenu pamayim doesn't mean exclusive of the shtifel pamayim, but it means inclusive, together with the shtifel pamayim, if there is shtifel pamayim. And if there is no shtifel pamayim, so then it's yadchenu two immersions. So it's not chesed the shtifel zavua. And then the Rambam says, יש אינם שצריך להביע חבוסו גימו פעמים רק דבר זרוע ואוכל נהגי בכתחילה על כן ישטיפנו ינפיץ המלך מעולות נדורת again אם the mayim is mayim morti so then the shittes of Rashbo is that my naughty is capable of terminating the plate process, but is not capable of terminating the Nesichus HaChatichah. Some Meile, he has to be careful not to put, to immerse the Chatichah in the Maimati. And then, and in addition, the other kind of Islam. So there's the difference between the Mechaber and Rabo. The Zeavit HaBoche Gimu Pomi. Or Yosim HaMayim Teichakli. Suppose, Rakach Yoliach Boyaposo, Yachem Gimu Pomi. So it doesn't, the Shach has. It doesn't make sense. He just said, Yishifenu Yirinapit, HaMelech Mi'olof, Yachem Beis Pomi. So he's not allowed to put Echtichas Boso without making the inputs of Shtife first, because of the Shilas Rajvo. So how does he say, O Yosma Mayim Techakli, Rakach Yoliach Boyaposo, Yachem Gimu Pomi? That Kashi is made by the Taz and the Shach. So the Taz makes a whole correction, and the Shach gives to the Terutzim, and the Shach himself says it's a Deichat. Both Terutzim are a Deichat. But according to Rashi Uchon, it's very poshet, the Pshat. In other words, when is a Tosah to put, according to Rashi, to immerse the Chtichas Bosa with all the soul talent into the water? If the Mayim Amayim Oti, but if the Mayim Amayim Rubin, but say it's a big pot, a big kettle, and he fills it up with water, so then, and he immerses, then there is no problem even according to Rashbo, because in the Mayim HaMayim Rubin, so then the whole of the Sifat comes to an end. So there is no possibility that it will blow up its own dam. So he says, Oh Yosim HaMayim Tichakli, in case he makes the Adoche in Mayim Rubin, so then the Shittes Rashbo has no application in such case. So then he realizes three adoches, three immersions in the water. This is how the Or HaShulchan explained the Mechaber Ramah, and everything fits the Lashon of the Mechaber and fits the Lashon of the Ramah. But let's see what the task is. Now, Sif Nun Zayin. So, Sif Yud Zayin. Al Kein Yishtifenu Yinat. Yeish Litmeyat. Do Bishulchan Oruch Kosam Gam Kein Yiputz Yishtife. Vahakil Adoche Bisbom. ועל זה כוסף רמו ויהיה שמר שצריך ועדי על גימו פעמים משמע דריסג אין ניפוץ וישתיף ומוקים הדוח האחס ואין חוזר רמו וכוסף וזהב וכדוח לגימו פעמים וכי מה ש... בוא תקורי תוך השולחון זה איזנו קש וכי מה שכוסף רמו החכי או יוסי ממיים תכה קוראי היוי אין לי פיוש נראה את זה תשאח ואין לי סי פרשן because he just said that he's not allowed to make any immersion until he's either in a face, he shakes off the soul, or he pours water on the Chichas Boso, beyond it. So how does he say so himself? And he says, if he wants, he just can make three immersions. Oh, V'nirlam Yizdaiti, V'hayoi kamayi setoi seifer. So he makes a correction. In other words, we have to erase the first oi. Alkin yishtifenu, oi yinapis amelach molom. We have to erase, to strike out oi. And we have to begin this. Al kein yishtifenu ve'yinapitz ha-melech melech. Ve'yinapitz ha-melech melech. So in other words, so that's the difference. That's the difference between the, according to the task pshat, between the Mechaber and Ramo. The Ramo also mentions that over and above to immersions, he has to make shtife or nivus. But according to the Mechaber, so what he has to do is, Shtife, in other words, so according to Taz, both the Mechaber and Ramo, Achish is for the Shittim Berzorot. Which is strange, it's not much, first of all, when you see the Bes Yosef on the door, you see that he's not Achish for the Shittim Berzorot. He mentioned the Shittim Berzorot as the Shittim Yochid. So, but this is how it does, that the Mechaber is also Achish for the Shittim Berzorot. So actually, the Adoche Basrai says it consists of three Adoches. So Meile, if he makes three adoches, but according to Mahabeah, so either shtife b'mayim or niputz is in lieu of one adoche. According to Ramo, no. What is in lieu of one adoche? Both together. Niputz and shtife b'mayim. That is in lieu of one adoche. But shtife by itself or niputz by itself is not in lieu of one adoche. That's the difference between the Mechaber. It's strange. For us, it's the high oil kamais to is safe. So you have to begin is okay, is the fanu very napis on the lachmo. The three were maramo out is the fanu very napis on the lach. This is a have a kadoche gibu problem. Together with the two other adoches, so it's a kadoche gibu problem. Dain is a shtife shesheitev gavya. Vigam a nipu tchachakei, have vimkei hadoche kamais. Hadoche kamais. In other words, so, הדוח המייס, והקי נאמר, הרי שדמילסה שצורך הדוח הגמוקומים, שיהיה בדרך זה, שייתן תחילו המים בכלי, והקי הבוס. קי נאמר זה. All right. Now, let's see. Then this, the Taz starts discussing something else, but let's go over the shot to see, I mean, the various pshotim in the Ramor because of the apparent difficulty. But according to Hashulchan Pshat, there is no difficulty. Everything is smooth in the Lashon of Mechaber and the Lashon of Ramor. V'yeshenu, Sitchot Ches. Hagoy Yezu Tzrich Abir. V'a Mechaber Namikom Aruch Atchilin Nafzen V'yishtetan V'yizachem Shnipon. V'niret, Mishim Mivuyahu, Yelhochem Matzrich Mechaber, Shtifo Yiputz, Mishim Dam, Melech Dedesh Yisarashbo. שלא ימין בה בבוסו כשעניך בקלי ואם כן כשמדיך ביד כשתפס הבוסו באוויר אין צורך ניפוצו שטיפה ודאי בה דוחה בייסטרון נסביר עלי דה דוחה לפוסו לבינון אלו בייסטרון על זה כוסם ויש אמרים שצריך עם הדוחה לבוסו גימו פעם ואם כן אפילו ביד צורך הדוחה גימו פעם על כל חוק אפילו ביד נשטיפנו והמלך אוי נפצנו אוי נפצנו וידכנו מבוסו בישבון וזה כבר הדוח הגיעו פה so he says in other words what the Shach says is similar to the what the Roch HaShulchan says but he doesn't say everything the Roch HaShulchan says but it's similar to it In other words, one thing the Shach realizes, like the Orach HaShulchan, that the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Shittah of Yisroel. There are more passes like the Shittah of Yisroel. So in other words, there is a requirement of three Adoches per se. That in itself is necessary. According to Mechaber, there is no requirement of three Adoches per se. But the reason is why the Mechaber says, Yadichenu, Pamayim, over and above, the Niputz or the Shtife Bamayim, the Mayim is because of the Rabbashim. Because if he doesn't make a Niputz for initial or the Shtife Bamayim, then we are afraid in case the water is Mayim Morti, then there will be a complication. The Plakas at sea will terminate, but the Resichus will not subside. So the melee might be Nipah. That's the reason as to why. Niput so ishtar amayim. So the melee, according to Mechaber, there is no requirement of the Adoches as such. But the reason as to why there has to be a shtifa b'mayim or a niput over and above to Adoches is because without a niput or a shtifa b'mayim we are afraid lest the dam would be Nipah. So that is only Shayach in the Hadoches he makes in the form of immersion in water in the Kehr. Masha'in can suppose he makes the Hadoches under the faucet. Or let's say, in the old days we interviewed the system of the faucet. In other words, by pouring, by one person pouring water, one person will hold the faucet and will turn it over on all sides, and as he keeps sound, turning over the Chtichas Kosor, another person will keep on pouring on each side. In other words, Ba'avi, okay? It's called Hadoche Ba'avi. That's today, it means Hadoche under the faucet. That's Hadoche Ba'avi. Hadoche Ba'avi. So, according to Mechaber, only the Hadoche is realized through immersion in water in the Kehle. Then, over and above the two immersions, we have to add Niputz and Shtifa B'mayim. But suppose he decides to make the Adoche B'Avia, Then he doesn't have to. It's not necessary to have over and above two adroches and liputz and shtipa. All he has to do is to make two adroches me'avir. That's all. All he has to do is to make two adroches ba'avir. So now the question is this: since this is the mechavash. And the Rambam says, no, even if he decides to make the adroches bab under the faucet, so he still has to realize three adroches. That's the real question. But the question is this. Now, so the mechaber requires two adroches, two immersions in the keile, over and above the shtife b'mayim. But since in the case where he makes the adroches ba'avir, so then he only has to make two adroches ba'avir. So in the case where he makes immersions in the keile, why should he have to make two immersions in the keile? After all, he already is required to make a shtife b'mayim. So why does he have to make over and above the shtife b'mayim two immersions? After all, the shtif b'mayim itself is like adoche. V'oraye, in case he decides to make all the adoches ba'avir under the faucet, he doesn't have to make more than two adoches. So in the case where he wants to make immersions in the keile, why does the mechaber say that first he has to shake off or make a shtif b'mayim and then, in addition, two immersions? But If Mishlam in the case where the preliminary act consists of nipuritz, do you understand? But in the case where the preliminary step consists of shitu b'mayim, so that's adoche ba'avir. What is adoche ba'avir?
Shir Vav and Melicha Yoredeya Chav Kislev Heitov Shemim Gimel, December 6, 1982, on Monday.
Daf
Kuftes on the base, the first line. Ishiro Shi Yossi Bimelech, Kosova Rambam, Kirishio Hilchmil, Vadinio Virosa al Kosa Kiritzli. But the Forship say that Tzli is also Kirishio Hilchmil, 20 minutes or 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. The Achashe Shor, Shio Meliche, Yadichenu Shnei Pomi. So, in other words, there is a doche kamaise before the meluche, and then there is ma doche paschaise to wash off the salt and the blood and everything. So the doche paschaise. So the Torah says he has to make two doches in the doche paschaise, twice, once to you have to put it in water to wash off the salt and the blood, and then you have to put it again in water to wash off the yach, even though it's not a good. But here, many of the poskim achili kam ramo, because here we are dealing with the chtichas moso that was already in a state of soul, shio mil. So the melach already has fulfilled its function in drawing out the blood. So many poskim say, this chtichas moso that already stayed on the salting board for shio mil, or for a whole hour, because b'chatchile it has to stay on the salting board for a whole hour. Now then, without making adoche baschaise, you put it in the cliche in nuker, so since it's already posakeach ha-melech, because the melech was already used up in drawing out the blood, so mele the resichu subsided. So we cannot apply the din of moliach ha-reikariseach. So mele, they say, so true that Yesha Melach Ritzia and in the cliche in Nuke, but that Chtichas Boso with all the salt on it and the droplets was put in the cliche in Nuke after the Melach has already drawn out the blood. So Mimele, the Risichus already subsided as a result of the Melach being used in extracting the blood. So Mimele, it's not considered Riseach anymore. So Mimele doesn't become Osa. But there are more paskins here. There are more paskins here that even though the melech was already used up in drawing out the blood, and then this chtiche with all the melech and the dam on it was put in a klisheini, so it still becomes Osa. That's the Ramoshi. Now, if you look into the Taz, he says, Sifrom Gimel, Di ma'acha sheisho melech vitziya, Kosav zeh, שוליטיק שאוקיימו על קלישייני נמבשר וזה סבור עשי סבטר אבל דרמוס שיטה את זה סבור עשי סבטר אבל משל פרקו הבוסו עושים וחופקים וכוסם וזה לישייני אבל בדרבד אין נעשה לפי מה שקוסף פריל שקלישייני אין נמבשר וגם אין מפריט ומביע אדם שבשיח המלך בבוסו דוהם מלך לאחר שפוסה קרחי ויחושי ואית קריסייך so, ואל תשגיע מה שקוסף בתרס חטוס לעשר אב וכלישני בשם מסוותה גם דאס מרי שכלישני אין מבשל כלל ולו אם אפנית מביע כחס so ונראה דעמי כל כדאס מרשאו לא יבסי די מסתה בטיימי in other words but so most פוסקים אחרי כאן דרמוס פסק why? They're not חיליק in regard to מוליח הרי קרסייח the answer is מוליח הרי קרסייח means that the מלך was there before it drew out the blood. So the male is Chiseyach. But here we are dealing with the Chtichas Boso that stayed on the salting board. Shiomil lechol apochus. Or more. And then, without washing off the salt, he put it in the klisha in Menuke. So since the melech was already posakeche as a result of fulfilling its function, so the risiches of the chtiche all subsided. So the male it's not Riseach anymore. So if it's not Riseach anymore, so maybe how can it become Osa? But Rechatchila, of course, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to put the Chtichas Boso from the salting board without making an immersion first and to put it in the klisha in the nukev. But the Evet, it's not Osa altogether, according to the Marshal, but according to Ramo, it is Osa. In other words, according to Ramo, the Shita Bisa Beheter, so even Le'acha Sheposa Keichei Amalech, so still it has a din of Riseach and it's Maflit and Mavliya. Alright. So he says, Ubosa Yovish, Yesh Lahatir, Afilu Pikwirish, Divada Yisamer, Neged Amelach Sholom, Maacha Shekvon Isyavish, Avalichatrile, Yizoyer Afilu Ubosa Yovish, Shalom Nifashle, Yuladiche, Bimayim, Shayat Lenisbem, Beloyatoch Achim, Vichol Zemaire Shulhuda Batakinoklav, Aval Yuda Hakpa Machas, ונסבשו כך מותה ונגבי צגלי בדוח אחס בחין מלך שמולכו בי פעם אחס עושו למלח בי פעם שניס. Suppose you used melech and a piece of basof, and then you take off the particles of salt and you remove the spots of blood that encompass the particles of melech. You're not allowed to use the same particles of salt in salting another tichas basar. Why? Because melech is a source of it, and it is able to draw out the blood. But once a certain particle of melech was already used in drawing out blood, then its blood drawing potential is reduced to a minimum, and you cannot be used in salting another piece of meat. So he says, Melech shemolcho beipam achas, also umleah beipam shenis. Vikolshmish also leachil, ha-melech achas shemolcho beipam. So he says, you cannot be meleach. Suppose you are meleach. So the Teres Chata says here, the Ramot doesn't discuss it. But the Teres Chata says, and the Shach mentions it in Sif Mem, also umleah beipam shenis, avol bidevet muta. Suppose you did use, you used salt insulting another tiras boso, the chatchil you're not allowed to do it, but the evet it's all right. So this is what the Teres Chata says. So the many poskim, including the Hashulchan, achilik on the Teres Chata, even though the Shach apparently agrees with the Teres Chata, but there are many poskim, including the Hashulchan, who achilik can be saying, no, even the evidence also, because if the salt was already used in drawing out blood, so then it became divested of its blood drawing capacity, potential. Alright. Now we didn't go over in the tool, you see. Now, we went over the tool as far as far as Daf Kufyud Omedalev, the second line from the end of the Omed. V'nizbashir haboso b'loy hadoche sh'achar amliche sovir she'i b'deiro samech l'vatil ko amel. We went over the Mechaber and Ramo before we went over in the tool. ונזבשיל הבוסר בלעדוכה שהמליחה צורך שבגדירה סמך לבטל כל המלך ואין צורך סמך לבטל כל החתיך וכוסה בסדרה מיצרס ואין נוחי משם איש בבית ישראל ונוסן הבוסר בגדירה ונוסן הבוסר בגדירה וידוע ימידי חברה נס נאמון במשיח לביתומי. In other words, suppose you have a נוחי who works in the home of a Jew, and that nochi, I mean, and that the chitichas boso was on the salting board, but the nochi took it off from the salting board and he put it in the pot. Now we don't know whether he made adoche basraise when he took it off from the salting board or not. So the Simcha Mitzvah, the smak says, im nochi mishan bis Yisrael. We know some apostles of the day, but whether he made that doche basraise or not, in love, never be misiach with it to me. Now, the halachi is that a nochi has no nemones in a nisa deraise, except in mezbayo. That's an exception. In other words, even a nako misiach with it to me has nemones to be mati or a woman to get married if he testifies that the husband died. So there is a special halacha, special reason. Why? Because you say abidim liguyeh mitichin l'shech ma'atul l'disayfo, because in case the husband will show up So the woman will have to be teitzim zeh umzeh, she'll become osa for the if she remarried on the basis of the testimony of Yidachon, and then the husband, the first husband, shows up. So then the halacha is that both have to give a divorce again, the first husband, the second husband. So in other words, it will be much to her disadvantage to hasten in remarrying. So mele, there is an umdene that a woman will be cautious. She will not be hasty in getting married just because there is an idecho to testify her husband is dead. In other words, she will check, and she has a way of checking. So we say isha daikel mitzvah. So these are the reasons as to why an akum misiach mitume is nemo in mezbayo, even though that involves isar shishish. So it's still an akum misiach mitume is nemo. Mashein kim neni ader isar deraise. An akum misiach mitume has no nemonis. How about an isar rabbanon? So there is a machlikas v'shem. As to whether nakum misiach mitume has nemonis in respect to an Isar Rabbanon. So there are some Rishonim who say that in any Isar Rabbanon, an Akum Misiach Mitume has Nemones, and there are some Rishonim who say no, that an Akum, generally speaking, an Akum Misiach Mitume has no Nemones, even Isar Rabbanon. So the Sefer HaMitzvah says, V'nochi Misham Yibis Yisrael, V'nos Nabos Abideiro V'n Yedua Yimidichi Yimvav, Nemon Misiach Mitume. Why? Because the smack shita is that, like the Rishonim, that in a Nisa de Rabbanon, an Akum Misiach Mitume generally has Nemones. Now, here it involves only a Nisa de Rabbanon. Why? Because most Rishonim passing that the Dam Shebishlei, Dam Shebimilchei, is only Osei Amid Rabbanon, because it was not Rou Yizrikat Al Mizbeach. Dam Shebishlei was not Rou Al Mizbeach. Now here, suppose, we don't know whether the Akum made Adoche Basreis or not. Let's assume the maximum that he didn't make, and then he was mevashle. So what kind of nisa does it involve? Only nisa rabbono, because the dam was nivla, but the dam is dam shemilche, is dam shebishle. So that's only also rabbono. And the akum says he did make adoch basreis. So since the relevance is only regard to nisa rabbono, so the akum is only to me according to the smart. Here's the monies. All right. ואם ידע שדרך ישראל להתיחה והויו שם אפילו נער שידע בטבע דוחה או אפילו אם נכנס וייצא מותר דמיר תעס נוח וייש איסחים בזה. In other words, suppose there is no Akum Misiach Mitume, but let's say the Akum, the one who works, who is Mishamish with Beis Yisrael, knows that the Jews are makpid. There is a religious failing. They are makpid not to put the chtichas bosor from the salting bowl into the pot to be cooked unless it's hudach first. And then there is someone who keeps on going in, going out. He's not there all the time. So then we say that the akum is mirtas. Because, let's say, suppose the lady of the house, she goes out of the house shopping, and she's likely to come back any moment. So the male, and the akum, if the akum doesn't even know the Jews are makpid and the Indian of adoche, so the male, why should he be mirtas? He doesn't think that there's anything wrong in putting a piece of meat from the salting board immediately into the gdera without rinsing it. So why should he be deterred from putting it without rinsing it? But if the Akum knows that the Jews are makpid, and if, let's say, he's all alone in the house, and let's say the lady of the house and the men of the house are way out of town, then we have to be afraid. Maybe the Akum, he doesn't care for the Surim of Dam. So maybe he didn't want to work hard to be Madiachet. So from the salting board, he immediately put it in the pot. But if the Yisrael is Yitzim Nichnas, suppose the lady of the house, she went down shopping, and she's likely, the Akum knows, she might open up the door, she might come in any moment. So the Mele, he's Mirtas, he's afraid to do something that is wrong. So Mimele, on the basis of the Umdene, of Mirtas, so we don't have to be Cheshish. Unless the Akum did something wrong, because an Akum is Mirtas. If he soil is Yetzel Nichmas. And then he says, V'yeshishchim b'zeh. In other words, that we can't rely on Mirtas. Because after all, why should the Akum be Mirtas? Because it is something that is done, putting the piece of meat into the pot without rinsing it, is done in 1 second, in 1 moment. Not 1 second. So let's say 30 seconds. How much time does it require? And he sees that the lady of the house is not in the house. So he knows that she's likely to come in, but he's not afraid. So Mimele it's us. Boso shel izbashel b'loy milichem. So shei b'gdeir ha-shishim livatel ko ha-boso. V'yoz hatel mutach. V'yeish אמרים, אפילו אם יש בו שישי, שעטף של מוטה, והבוסו עושה, לפי שנסבשו בדומי, ויש מטירים, ולא זה, היסקמא דינא עובר עושה. So there is a מחלוקת רשיים. Now, first of all, you have to know, there is a מחלוקת רשיים as to whether we say, חתיכא נעשה סנבלה. Now, in one Nisea, we certainly say, חתיכא נעשה סנבלה. That's in respect to בוסו בחולו. So suppose you have a כזייס of בוסו. You have a kazayis of bosa, and then you cook a kazayis of bosa together with the kazayis of cholov. So of course it's osa; it becomes a chetzer bosa cholov. Then you take that chetzer bosa that was cooked in a kazayis of cholov, and you take it out from this pot, and you put it in another pot, that has, let's say, 60 chtiches boso, each chtiche having the size of a kazayis. So all the chtiches boso in the second part also become boso. But you'll say, after all, that there was only that kazayis of boso was cooked in the kazayis of cholov, so the maximum of cholov that it could have absorbed is the kazayis of cholov. Now, as far as the boso is concerned, boso is boso. So now you put in a second pot that has 60 chatiches, and each chatiches has the size of kazayis. So altogether the 60 chatiches in the second pot have a volume of 60 gzeisim. So when you put this kazayis of boso, that at most it was belayai kazayis of cholov, so it should be bottle b'shishi. The answer is, after all, the Torah didn't tasa boso. The Torah didn't tasa kazayis cholov. But when a kazayis of boso is cooked together with a kazayis of cholov, to the extent that the cholov gives a tam cholov in the boso, so then not only the molecules of the cholov are osa, but the molecules of the boso are also become osa, even though the molecules of boso are molecules of boso, but that's the aloche, that once boso, ichtichas boso, is cooked together with cholov, to the extent that the cholov gives it ham cholov in the boso, so then everything becomes a chetzolisa. Every mashu of that chatich, the molecules of boso and the molecules of cholov, are a chevtze of boso b'cholov, because that's the essential nature of boso b'cholov. Because boso by itself is muter, the cholov by itself is muter. But when you synthesize the two of them together, so then it becomes an entity of boso b'cholov. So mimele, since we have to be cheshish, that as a result of cooking a kazayis of boso in a kazayis of cholov, so the whole kazayis of cholov was absorbed by the kazayis of boso, so that means we have two kzeisim in this entity. In this chafte, we have two gzeisim. Then you take, after you cook that kazayis of boso, which possibly might have absorbed a kazayis of cholov in it, so it's an entity of two gzeisim. And then you take this entity of two gzeisim, which is a chafte of Yisea, and you put it in another pot that has 60 chatiches of boso, and each chatiche has a size of a kazayis. So he doesn't become Batal Bishishim unless you have 120 chatiches of basar, and each chatiche has a tazayis. So that means that there is 60 measures neged the two zaysim. Then it becomes Batal. But if you have just 60 measures, 60 chatiches of basar, each chatiche consisting of a zayis, of a kazayis, so then it doesn't become Batal Bishishim, because chtichanas is the real davi basar b'cholom. So the sheet of Rabbi Ephraim is, and that's the sheet of the tour, and that's the psak of the mechaber, that the sheet of the tour and the mechaber, that we say chtichanas is the real. The only regarding basar b'cholom, because the basar by itself is eter, and the cholom by itself is eter, and when the two are combined together, through bishul, to the extent of the cholom giving the tam cholom and the basar, or vice versa, the basar giving the tam basar and the cholom, so it becomes an entity of basar b'cholom. So it's chtichanas in the vele. Everything becomes a chetzer visa. Not only the molecules of the cholom that are commingled with the molecules of basar, but even the heretofore molecules of basar becomes part and parcel of the entity of basar b'cholom. So everything is basar. Masha'inke, Rabbi Ephraim says, suppose you had a chticha's basar that had 50 gzeisim, the size of that chticha's basar is 50 gzeisim, and then you put in the same part one kazayis of chelim, and you cook that together. So then we have to assume that maybe the whole kazayis of chelim was absorbed by the chticha's basar, the 50 gzeisim chticha's basar. So, and in order that it should become bottled, that it shouldn't give, that the chilev shouldn't give it tam chilev in the chichet boso, so it must be shishi, but 50 zaysim is not shishi, it's less than shishi. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, we don't say chichanas is nevele. And then, so how much will become oser? Only one kazayis. So then, after you cooked the kazayis of chilev in together with the big chaticha of basar that had 50 gzeisim, so you will take out that big chaticha of basar that possibly might have absorbed the whole kazayis of chelev. So that means what's the volume, what's the size of this chaticha of basar after it was cooked with the kazayis of chelev? 51 gzeisim. Then you take this chaticha that the size of which at most is 51 gzeisim, and you put it in another pot that has many chtiches basar. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, as long as the other chtiches basar in the second pot have 60 gzeisim, so then this chatiche that is put in the other pot becomes bottom, because we don't say chtichanas is nevei lekabishon isurim. Masha'inke, according to the Ram, so the Rabbonon, we say chtichanas is nevei lekabishon isurim. So that means if you put in a kazayis of chelef in a pot that had a one big chticha of basar that had the size of 50 gzeisim, and as a result of that kazayis of chelef being cooked in the pot that had a chticha's basar of a 50 gzeisim, so it's possible that the whole kazayis of chelef was absorbed by this chticha's basar to the extent of giving it tam chilev in this chtichas basar, so the whole chtichas basar becomes a chefzer visa. So even the here to four molecules of basar become a chefzer visa, and it's considered as if the whole thing is chilev. Now you take this chtichas basar that has a size of 51 zaysim, and you put it in another part. So in order to become batal b'shishim, you have to have 60 times 51. Not 60 times one kazayis, but 60 times 51 gzeisim. So that's the machlekes rishonim, whether we say chtichanas is nevele gabishor isurim, or we don't say. Now, this is here the Torah mentions in machlekes rishonim in connection with basar shenisbashal b'lo milicha. You didn't salt the basar altogether. If you don't have shishim, so of course that chaticha is osa. Why? Because as a result of cooking the chatichas bosa that was not salted in the pot, so as in the course of the bishul process, so drops of dam are nekav from this pot and they become absorbed in that spot. So it's nek pirish mimokim mimokim, so it becomes osa. So it comes, but if you have shishim, so then everything is mutar. Even this chaticha itself that was not nimlach is also mutar. Why? Why is it mutar? So there is a day that it's osa. V'yei sheim rin, afilo im yeish bo shishim, but that original chaticha, the chaticha that was not nimlach remains osa. She'atav shil mutar, ve'abosor osa, which is impossible domain. Now we understand the time of the yeish sheim rin very well. Very reasonable. Why? Because true there is shishim, but as in the course of bishul, so why shouldn't the becheshish that dam, drops of dam came, so were neka from the interior here, it was neka from here, and internally it moved to other spots internally. So mele it was nispashul bidame. So how can we say it's bottle b'shishim? How can you say it's bottle b'shishim? If you put a piece of chaza among 60 chatiches of boso kosher, so you say that the chaticha of chaza becomes bottle b'shishim. It's only when it's cooked together and they all participate in the bishul process. So mele whatever is yeitze in the Tehavdeiro, so it becomes bottom Shishim. But here, the Yeshem will say, we are Cheshish, that in the course of bishul process, many drops of blood did not come outside into the Gdeiro, but internally, they were Neka from their natural spot, and they moved internally, inside the interior, in the pot, internally. Let's say, this is the interior of the Chatiche. So let's say the drops of blood were neka here internally and they moved here internally. They didn't come out into the gdeira. So how can it become bottle? So that means that the gdeira was nispashul bidomei. That's the reason as to why the Yeshayim say that it's osa. It's osa. But why do other Yeshayim say that it's muta and the Mechaba Paschal is like that Yeshayim? So they hold that when a piece of meat that was not salted is nisbashel in the pot, so then it doesn't move internally inside chatiche. But the dam, as a result of the bishul, so many drops of blood just come out into the gdeire and they become commingled in the water. And then it's evenly distributed in all the chatiches. So since there is shishim, so mimele it becomes bottom of shishim. So it becomes what we shishim. Mashe, but he's not chishish, the materim are not chishish, that in the course of the bishul, maybe drops of blood were internally neka from their natural position, and they moved internally to another spot in the chtichas boso, and they were absorbed by the other spot. We are not chishish for that. But in the course of the bishul, so any dam that is neka is niflat outside the chatiche and falls into the water. So memele, and then it's absorbed uniformly by all the chatiches in a uniform way. So it becomes part of mishishi. So these are the 2 days. So boso she nisbashul midichet, so she bidira shishim levatu kwa boso, boso akum muter, v'yeishem rima afilu im yeish bo shishim shatav shul muter, v'abosor osa, det chatiche that was not nimbach is osa, v'yeish she nisbashul bidome, v'yeish matirim, v'yeish say yiskin, adein yo v'yo osa. So the machlokes is whether we acheshish less drops of blood, so in the course of the bishul process, were nekav internally from one spot, and moved internally into that to another spot. So it's dam shepira and shem b'kim osa. So that's the shite of the Israel. And the shite of the matirim is no. Because dam that is nekar in the course of bishul is nekal gamre. It comes, it's nifak lechutz, and it becomes commingled. It falls into the water of the pot, and then it becomes commingled with the water, and then uniformly it is absorbed by all the chatiches in an equal way, in a uniform way. So it's but mishish. Kosva again. Boso sheshoagim liyomim meisleiz v'lo im liyche nisiyab shlom v'viseyche v'lo yeitze yerun liyche v'in liyachle mivushul v'in liyachle mivushul. Alright. Now, the machad. Evet kichov im nishamish v'beis Yisrael v'inosan abosa v'gdeire v'in yodua im idiche im yideya evet kichov im minag Yisrael seimchim al dvoro im o yoshom Yisrael yeitze v'nichnas o yishum koton ben das. So, it is interesting. The Torah mentioned first that if an Akum Yisrael Ritomi says that he was Madiachet, so then it is Muta. Then he mentions today is, suppose there is no Akum Yisrael Ritomi who testifies, but the Akum knows that Yisrael Amadpid, and Yisrael was the Yetzir Nichnas, so he mentions today is whether we say Mirtas or we don't say Mirtas. The Mechaber, the case of an Akum testifying, he doesn't mention altogether. He doesn't mention altogether. But he mentions the case where the Chovim knows Minag Yisrael. So, and he says that he was Madiach, and there is a Yisrael Yitzv Nichnas. So then he paskens its Mutter. But in that case, there are 2 days in the Torah. So the Mechaber paskens that we do say Mirtas. Mashein Kein, the case where an Akum testifies and the Akum is Messiah Mitumei, he doesn't mention. Why doesn't he mention? So some explain because there is a Machlekes Rishayim as to whether an Akum Messiah Mitumei has Nemones in Nisar Rabbanon. Then Machabashite is like the Rishayim that he has no Nemones. So that's why he doesn't mention that case. The Torah holds, like the Rishayim, that the Nakum Yisrael Ritumei is Nemon never Yisrael Rabbanon. And since Davshe Bishle is only Yisrael Rabbanon, so that's why the Torah said, this is what the Mechaber said. Then the Ramo says, Uvichad min ayesad, Oy b'misiyach uvitumei, Sheidich yofe, Oy she Yisrael afilkot yeitz v'nichnas, Gimirtas, Hoy uviyodeya, Min elnogi Yisrael, Mi u michol im kichovim shle yadichu b'loy v'shusei, V'over al dvor of osa, Dochazin on dini mirtas, So that while the Mechaber doesn't discuss the case of Messiah Ritumei, but the Ramo does spell it out, because the Ramo holds like the Rishayim that Akum Messiah Ritumei is Nemon in every Yisrael Rabbanon, and at the same time he passes like the Rishayim that even in connection with Adoche, which is something that doesn't require a lot of time to be, so in other words, to put it in the Gdeira without making Adoche, that can be done in a moment. So we still say Mirtas, because if the Akum knows that the lady of the house, she went down shopping, and any minute she might open the door and come into the house, so Mele is afraid to take the Chtichas Bosa from the salting board and put it into the pot on fire, because he is apprehensive lest while he puts it in the Gdeire, the lady of the house all of a sudden will open the door and come. So Mimele, that Ramo paskens that it's Mirtas. Boso Oshen is Pashel Beloy Milich. Sorich Shi Yebitavshil Shishin Kineged Isi Boso. Vios Mutavshil Shal Rabbeinu. Vima Shekosov Ga Ibu Deia. Vichamo Kide Ibu Kide Hiluch Mil. Uperik Al Godu Yeish Mishesovo Shamilich Esa Boso Bishabes Chayev Mishum Abit. Vyavo Agav De Kaimon. They needed the Ochlum Chiyuv Shabbos, we call Mokim Yalfino Mehosom, the Mliche Haini Yibud, the Chivun, Shal Yipir Shal Yonu Chachomim Shiro, Nire Shal Yishiro Yibud. So he says, what is the Mokim? The Rambam says that the Halach Adilis mentions Shiro Mir. Halach Adilis mentions Shiro Tzliye, but that is Mir. But the Gemara doesn't mention it. Where did he get it? So, it's very reasonable to assume that the Rambam did not, fabricate that shiur out of his own mind. He probably, you see, the Rambam mentions it, and Al Chazilis mentions it, so they probably had a Kabbalah, Mikadmeinim. I mean, the Gainim probably had it, the Kabbalah. But the Magen Mishneh tries to explain that, because he says that the Gemara says There is one Mandomar who says that if somebody sold smit on Shabbos, he's chay v'chatos, mishum avid. And the Gemara paskens not like that. Why? Because in Ibud Beichu. All right, so there is a special aloch in Ibud Beichu. But we see from that Gemara that salting a piece of meat has the effect of being me'abid. And the reason as to why we paskin is not chaya v'chatos, because in Ibud Beichu, but in the Rabbonon, it is a meloche. It is a, and what kind of meloche is it salting meat on Shabbos? With Rabbonon. With Rabbonon, it comes under the heading of Ibud. So that means that salting meat partakes of the nature of Ibud. Yes, what is it?
What happens there on Shabbos?
Daf Ayin Hey. Daf Ayin Hey. Doesn't he mention it? I think it's Daf Ayin Hey. I think it's Daf Ayin Hey. Daf Ayin Hey or Daf Ayin Bo. So the Gemara says that Shiur Ibud in Eretz, Shiur Ibud is Dalet Milin. In other words, when you're Ma'abit, so then it's Dalet, is Mil, that's what my mission says, is Mil, so Mimele, that, and since Miliche essentially is a process of Ibud, so Mimele, and Ibud is Shiur Mil, so Miliche also involves Shiur Mil. 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes. So the Aruch HaShulchan is the Kashi. Where did the Magid Mishneh get that Gemara, that the Shiur Ibud is Mil? On the contrary, from the Gemara in Psochim Daf Mevov, and from the Gemara in Chum Daf Kufchot Beis, it appears that the Shiur Ibud is Dalet Mil, not 1 mil. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's Kashi. True, there is a Rashi in Nideh, Daphne Hay, and Rashi says, Rashi needed to say, that Shiur Ibud is 1 mil. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, obviously, that Rashi is a Toy Sefer, and he should say Dalet Mil, not 1 mil, because from the Gemara in Sochim Daphne Vov, from the Itmashma, that the Shiur Ibud is Dalet Mil, from the Gemara in Chum Daphne Vov Beis, so that Rashi must have a Toy Sefer. Anyway, so this is what the Aruch HaShulchan asks against the Magid Mishneh. Now, so the question is, what is the pshat? What is the pshat in the Magid Mishneh? All right, we'll soon see. But anyway, that's the moker. The chi or shi abimelech. Eli pochiz medhiloch mil, shehu kidei shlishi shobikil. Ve'al ze yish lismeich bidevet. Oy afil lechatchilet. לכבידו הולכים ליציח שבס אבל לא בוכה המינג להשיז במיכה שיעור שום ואין לי שבס so the minig is to be mashed כי שיעור שום ואין לי שבס so only בשעס התחק or בדיאבן we rely on the שיעור מיל. Now the question is, every חומרה that Ramo mentions has a basis in Allah. Ramo is not just a machriya, just like that. So it has to have a base in aloche. So sometimes the Ramo would say, the Eved, it's all right. But the Chathilo, we should do it. Why? Because there is a Shidis of Hashemi that say that it's awesome. But Rav Poskim says, there are some mail that the Eved, he says it's Buddha. The Chathilo, we should be Cheshish for the Shidis of Hashemi in Wabach. But here, there is no. The Gemara doesn't say how long it must stay in so. The Rambam, the Al-Khadilis mentioned. And they mentioned what? Shiur Tzliyim. And they mentioned Shiur Mil. So Shiur Tzliyim, Shiur Mil. So why does he say, L'chadchile? We should machmir. Why machmir? Just to be machmir. What's the mitzvah? Just to be machmir. It has to be on the basis. What's the reason? Now, the Shiur Rambam means, I mentioned at once, that it is surprising that even though according to the Rambam, so in order to eat meat al divishul, so in addition to salting and rinsing, we have to make chlit bereitri. Otherwise, we are not allowed to cook it. Why? Because if we don't make chlit bereitri, after making it kosher, so then the bishul might be mafleet certain drops of blood from the original place. It will be neka mimokim mimokei, so it will be neka, let's say, from this part of the chaticha, it will be nivla in this part of the chaticha. So dam sheneka aviyotam upirish mimokim mimokei, so he's also there. So, and according to many Rishonim, we mentioned that Yitzos HaMidraise, Dam Shepirish, Yitzos HaMidraise. So, Mimele, the Rambam says, now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam is, same Halacha, Halacha Yud. In a boso yitzimidi domei, elim ki milchi yopi yopi, umadichi yopi yopi. Keisa teise madiach aboso tchilo, vahakach milchi yopi yopi, umanichi bi milchi kini hiloch mil, vahakach madiachi yopi yopi, ad shi yitzu amayim zaki, umashnichi miyad lisich mayim reitchi, avoloyu ipushchim, kini shal yislabi miyad ulo yitzidam. So all the Rishonim say that once we are meleachet, and madiachet, meleachet, and madiachet again, so then we can be mevashlet, and we don't have to worry. But when we mevashlet, we see many times that even though the chtichas boso was made kosher, you are meleachet, you'll still see some reddish fluid in the pot, because that reddish fluid is meal balmi, it's not dam, it does not have a chaliz shem dam. That's the shita of all the other shem. But the Rambam shita is, no, that even after the dam has come out within the first 80 minutes, so some more dam might come out, and that has it in of dam. So how are we allowed to cook it? Maybe some of the dam did not come out in the course of the melicha process, and it will come out in the course of the bishul process. So the Rambam says in Ochname, we are not allowed to be mevashlet unless after the melicha and the adoche, we put the chtichas boso in boiling water that just boiled this minute, boiled, so that harnesses the blood, the remaining blood content, so that it will not come out again. It will not be pirish mekeh. In other words, you couldn't make chlite at the very outset without being meleach, because you have to extract the blood that is in the periphery of the chtichas boso. Al dimilich, once you extracted the blood from the periphery of the chtichas boso, al dimilich, so then chlite is effective to harness the blood in the interior of the chatiche. But you're not allowed to be mevashel lechatichas boso unless you make chalite birotchin. So he says, v'akach madiche yofi yofi ad sheyitza mayim zaki umashlichem yad litzich mayim reitchin avoloy lipushchin kidi sheyislavim yad lo yitzda. Now the strange thing is that neither the mechaber usually passes like Rambam. So the mechaber is not chishish for the Rambam shite. The mechaber is not chishish for the Rambam shite. And the Ramo doesn't even mention it. He doesn't even mention it. Not even lechatchile. Why? Why is it so? I mean, and no one, in my knowledge, no one is chishish for the shite's Rambam that should require bimtzias chlite berotchin after making kosher a piece of. So the Or HaShulchan says something, and I think with this we'll be able to understand the Magen Mishnah also. As a matter of fact, the Or HaShulchan says it. He says that the reason is why we are not, no one is chishish for the Shitas Rambam, because on one hand we see that Miliche depends upon the Shiur of Ibut. On the other hand, we see that the Magen Mishnah says that the Shiur Ibut is Shiomir. When from the Gemore in Psochim and in Chum Daf Kuf Chol Beis, in Psochim Daf Mem Vov and in Chum Daf Kuf Chol Beis, it appears that the Shiur Ibut is Dalet Mil, not one mil, but Dalet Mil. So the question of eyes is, what is it? The answer is this. The Rambam, in other words, the Gemara talks of two kinds of melicha. The Gemara talks of melicha, and the Gemara talks of a longer state of melicha. In other words, somebody has to go on a big journey, and he wants to preserve the meat, or it can be any other eich. So he salts it. So then he cannot salt it just moderately, the way one salts a piece of meat when he's interested in eating it, al division. So then he has to salt it much more excessive. So it seems, this is what the Or HaShulchan says, that when it appears in the Gemara, in Psochin Daf Mem Vav, and in Chum Daf Kuf Chof Beis, that the Shiur Ribut and the salting is Dalet Milim, so that Gemara is reference to a kind of Miliches Ochlin, Miliches Boso, when he's going on a journey.